Question number one from Ramana. Subject, Sayuja Mukti. The goal of Gauriya Vaishnava is Prema Bhakti, but out of the five types of Mukti, for Sayuja Mukti, we use the Pramana, Aruhya Kritchrena, Parang Padang Tata. Spelled a little wrongly. Patantyadho Anadita Yushmalangraha. From Srimad Bhagavatam to provide evidence that Sayuja Mukti is not a permanent type of Mukti. If this is the case, why is it considered one of the types of Mukti? My understanding of Mukti here is based on the definition from Bhagavatam again. Mukti hitvanyata rupam swarupena vyavastitihi. Yeah, so Mukti is a means to be situated in one's own form, giving up temporary false material forms, we attain our own permanent original form in the spiritual world to serve Krishna. So Sayuja Mukti, that quotation is there, that one falls down from that position due to not honoring Krishna's lotus feet. So, why is it considered one of the types of mukti? Well, it is. It's not full mukti. That's why that verse begins, Yene ravindaksha vimukta maninas, vimukta. They think they're fully liberated, but they're not. They're liberated, but they're not fully liberated. This full liberation means to be situated in one's swarup. Jiva swarup hoi Krishna nitya das. So if you're not situated in that, then you're still in a not fixed position. You're not in the right position, not in your constitutional position. So you don't stay there. It's something like, you know, someone's released from prison for Christmas or something like that. They have to go back again. So you can say they're released, but they're not fully released. You can't say it's not release, but it's not full release.